Hi, my dear friends. You are listening to Keke Radio, and this is Yuki here for today. In our today's program, we are going to talk about being possessive and clingy. Being possessive and clingy. 今天呢，我们先来讨论到的一个小话题呢，叫做伤感情的一些小行为、小举动。今天的节目呢，我们先来聊到的是占有欲强。太黏人，很多一些女生在谈恋爱的时候呢，总是希望和对方形影不离，时时刻刻都能够待在一块儿。但是呢，这样的话并不好。Why？ 为什么呢？一起来听听接下来的节目。During the honeymoon period, it's nice to do everything together, be it.Insisting he spends every waking hour with you alone is never a good idea. 我们说蜜月期的两个人呢，同出同入的话呢，每个人都很羡慕。但是呢，如果要求他每时每刻都和你形影不离的话，那就不好了。He will start to feel smothered. 这样的话呢，会让他产生窒息感。Even married couples need some time alone and socializing with friends who aren't you is also important.
每个人呢都需要时间独处，即便是那些已经结婚的夫妇呢更是如此。而且呢需要和外面的一些朋友交往。
Encourage him to go out with his friends or stay home andWatch the game solo from time to time.
有时候呢，我们应该适当的鼓励他出去找一些朋友，或是呢，把他单独的留在家里看节目。
After all, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
别忘了，距离产生美。OK. 所以呢，有时候占有欲不要太强，太黏人，这样的话呢，真的不大好。
Okay, that's all about our today's Keke Radio. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Bye-bye.